We stayed just a short while, since we had regretted for the dinner, but it just said we'd love to drop by for a drink. Robin is leaving the next morning with their children, his, hers, and theirs, for a week by the sea. She is among the people I would like to know better and call friend. So capable, bright without being brittle, plays her role so well, and is always gay. We walk back across the park, having by this time attracted quite a crowd. I can play that I'm invisible when I'm by myself, but I can't play that way when Lennon's along.
The crowd.
The sidewalks were lined with people waving, speaking, sticking out their hands. As soon as we got back to the second floor, Lyndon called Secretary Rusk, finding him in his office, and it was about 8:30 Sunday evening. Within a few minutes, the secretary was over to see us, handed Lyndon a wire saying, "Here's a valentine," that was waiting for me. Apparently, it was information that Lodge wanted to submit his resignation as ambassador to Vietnam and return. Lyndon had been asking the question, "In case this happened, whom do you recommend?" He had asked it for Mac George Bundy, of McNamara, and of Dean Rusk. And the answers he had gotten made me think real well of this country, and also made me know that it would be mighty hard, almost impossible, for Lyndon to turn away and walk out at this stage of the game. Dean stayed only a few minutes and left us to a 9:30 dinner alone, just the two of us. Because it had been so hot in church, I had had Doris Powell move down into the Queen's room. She had been out to dinner, in fact, spending all day with Corrine Barnes, formerly of Carnac, and Curtis Barnes. And I thought it would be fun for her to arrive and find that she had been put in a really cool room, the Queen's room, sort of a crowning event for her stay here in the White House with us.